For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built for Tough studio.
You know, earlier we were talking about the NFL draft coming up, and I do like listening to Todd McShay because this is what he does, him and Mel Kiper both. I like them both. You know, you may not like them. It doesn't really matter, but they're the ones who put the work in. And they put it in incessantly, and they put all these Instagram posts out now, and they're all over the place. And it's great just listening to getting perspectives about, you know, what the teams are going to do and who they're going to draft. And the way that Todd McShay talks about Brian Daboll, I believe that they got to be friends. They have to be friends. It'd be like me talking about Frank Reich.
Yeah.
You know, if I had a inside information or something and I then pivoted to somebody else and started talking about Frank in a glowing way, which I normally would anyway, because we're friends and you're biased for your friends and things of that nature. It's just natural that you would think that, you know, there's information coming from Brian Daboll to Todd McShay.
Okay.
And it makes me, but it does make me feel like you're onto something with the Jalen Milroe thing.
Well, I hope so, because that would be very exciting. And also you talk at Abdul Carter on this team as well. Very exciting. And then Jalen Milroe, someone who could potentially be, you know, the starter for many years, getting a chance to get in there and be a part of the team offensively, like Phil was talking about yesterday, but not actually be the starter for 17
have
games.
A package.
Yeah, have a package.
Have a package. Throw you know, Coach Cower would tell you, have a package.
Yeah, see, I didn't like that at first, to be honest with you, the have a package thing. And I asked Phil about that. I was like, well, I mean, aren't you kind of wasting a roster spot at that point if you, you know, because you can't dress him as a quarterback.
Well, he said he's Taysom Hill on steroids, right? That's what he said.
But, like, was the third quarterback thing that changed, right, where they could have three guys dressed now?
Yeah.
Emergency designation. There's a little bit of a roster thing in there that they'd have to figure out, or they'd have to dress him as a wide receiver or running back or something. I don't know.
That's another thing. If they go to 18 games, they got to expand the rosters up to 60. You just have to.
Get a lot
active
of tomato
game
cans
day
in there.
Rosters up to 60. I mean, you have to, or 63, whatever it is.
Well, that's going to be it's going to be a huge Friday. Hopefully it's a big feel-good Friday with the Knicks game 3 Thursday night and the NFL draft. And so definitely not a feel-good Tuesday with that loss last night. Josh is in Fairlawn, wants to talk some Knicks. What's going on, Josh?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. What's happening, brother?
Nothing. So it's funny you guys were talking about Carl Anthony Towns, Gio specifically. I think he was the perfect addition to this team because they needed to raise the ceiling. The worst move possibly in the history of the Knicks was 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. This guy, think about adding Carl Anthony Towns to a team that, and this is hypothetical because obviously DiVincenzo was in that trade, but imagine him on a team with a guy like Hartenstein and a guy like DiVincenzo. Dogs, right? You have to have those dogs in the playoffs or else your ceiling is capped. So to me, getting rid of all of your bullets, you wanted to give 2 first-round picks for Bridges, fine. The guy is the softest stop-and-pop shooter I've ever seen watching basketball. And Boomer, this is actually kind of a comparison that you might understand. I'm a huge Rangers fan. Watching the Rangers play hockey can be a beautiful thing. But the second they get punched in the mouth, what happens? They cower. Panarin, cowers. Zibanejad, cowers. This team got more skillful, but much softer, and that's a recipe for disaster. So I don't blame Karl-Anthony Towns. I don't even blame Thibodeau. I blame what they surrounded this new core with, which is a bunch of fluff, and it's driving me nuts.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a good call, Josh. The scenario that you painted there would have been impossible. Like you said, you know, DiVincenzo was in the deal for Karl-Anthony Towns. And by the way, you can't get on the Knicks for not signing Isaiah Hartenstein because
They wanted to, but they couldn't.
Right. They could sign him to a much less. I mean, the NBA rules are so stupid. You know, some guys you could sign for more than other teams. Some guys you could sign for less than other teams. So they weren't able to pay him as much as Oklahoma City was able to pay him. So you can't necessarily get mad at that. And as far as the Bridges thing, it's not so much the five first round picks going, because hopefully those picks are just not even relevant because the Knicks will be in the playoffs and it'll be way down in the first round. It's just that them as assets, what else could have they gotten other than Mikal Bridges from an impact standpoint for a player to come in and turn this thing around? And as far as, you know, Karl-Anthony Towns goes, if you're making that trade and he's an all-star starter and he's supposed to raise the ceiling of the team, then the role players shouldn't be the thing that has to get him going. I'm sorry. Now, you want to tell me that he's scoring 40 points? And he's got 18 rebounds, and he's putting the team on his back, and they're losing because he doesn't have enough role players around him. Okay, fine.
They got more than enough role players.
Exactly.
And they got a great player in OG Anunoby, who basically was not given an opportunity late in the game last night. And you can see the frustration on his face. Two things. 44 minutes for Jalen Brunson. This is not a walk in the park 44 minutes, by the way.
Yeah.
Because Detroit knows that they have to force him and make him play hard on both ends of the court. He's not a great defender. We know that. And, you know, he took accountability for the Schroeder three last night because they didn't get the switch with he and Josh Hart. But you, from the moment of the opening tip to the last whistle, it is a frenetic 44 minutes for Jalen Brunson. And for the most part, he handles it. I would say for 96% of the game, he handles it perfectly. And he's tough, and he goes into the paint, and he somehow gets his shot off. And last night he found Bridges a couple times late in the game, and Bridges had his opportunities. And I said it again this morning, 6 o'clock, I'll say it again now. He had his opportunities last night. He had three of them in particular that he missed. He missed. I mean, he had a chance to be a hero last night. He had a chance to do what campaign did in game one.
And as far as them getting punched in the mouth and not reacting, see, I'll disagree with that. This team is definitely not as tough as last year's team. There's no way to compare those two. But they were down for majority of game one and then exploded and came back. And then they also were down a majority of this game, you know, as much as, you know, 13, 14, whatever it was.
They didn't have a lead since 16-15.
Right. And they came back and they tied the game and obviously had an opportunity to win. And then Bridges doesn't go in, Schroeder's does. So, I mean, it's not like they cowered and laid down and then, you know, saw the Pistons run all over them and then win by 30.
No, they fought. This is a competitive bunch. You know, Josh Hart's up there at 6'5", trying to get rebounds amongst the trees. I mean, he's busting his ass. You know, he had an off game last night too.
Yeah, and as far as the depth and the bench players, and yes, this team could have been constructed a little bit better in that regard. But there's in this particular series, they're so much more talented than the team that's out there that they're playing. But the team that they're playing is, you know, tougher. They're getting more rebounds. They're playing better defense. They're more physical, and you know they're better from the 3-point line. You know, which has been a problem for them all entire year for the Knicks is defending that. So I still think they win this series, but just watching them just not get on the track, it's almost like, you know, you get a screen door and like it'll still open and close, but it's not on the track. So like it serves its function, but it's not moving the way it needs to.
And then there's like a opening at the back of it, and that's where the mosquitoes come
right.
in.
Like you can still, but you can still move it. You know, you can still move, but it's just not right. Like, that's the way I feel about the Knicks. They're just slightly off from where they're supposed to be.
But do you understand what I'm saying about Like Bridges' opportunities last night.
Well, of course, yeah. No,
I mean, that's a pretty simple way of looking at it. There's more that goes into everything. And there are certain things that he does well, and I'm sure he did a few things well last night. But there are those moments, you know, and certain guys rise to that occasion. And look, he was a national champion in college.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and say that he's not a championship player. But I just know that he had opportunity last night.
Yeah, I'm not big on the in any sport as far as like, well, you know, even though it comes down to that moment, but I could counter that with, you know, they're getting the snot kicked out of them the entire night, you know, and then they have to have this flurry of activity to get back tied and then, you know, have Mikal Bridges huck up these threes to try to they shouldn't even be in that position.
I know that, but I'll go back to last year again for the Mets. Last year we were talking about Pete Alonso had how many times did he have a chance?
Yeah.
To be the hero in the regular season, and he failed.
Yeah, I mean, and also give credit to the Pistons to getting Mikal Bridges. You know, he was the guy that was taking the shots from beyond the arc, where the only shots he seems to be able to hit are the mid-range jumpers. Like, that's, you know, they're like, okay.
And he's money there, by the way.
Yeah, he's automatic from there. But it's, I mean, somebody else has got to step up. We understand that. But, you know, every time that he shoots the ball from three, if it goes in, I'm shocked.
I'll tell you one thing, though. It is competitive. They are both teams.
Yeah.
They're getting after each other. You saw a couple of Pistons go up for dunks and come down on their ass.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting after each other. So this is exactly the type of basketball I want to see. I want to see competitive, in-your-face, push-around basketball. The referees, for the most part, are kind of letting them play. You know, like when you see Carl Anthony Towns on Tobias Harris and he's backing him down. He's throwing his shoulder into
that. That was great. I want to see more of that.
They're letting that happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if that's a regular season, that's a foul called as soon as the, you know, Carl Anthony Towns backs into Tobias Harris. They're going to call foul one way or the other. And at least they're letting that part of it go. But, man, I'll tell you, it is a physical series. There is no question.
I mean,
you can understand why guys get hurt.
I mean, it is ironic that the team that Tibbs is playing is more of a Tibbs team than Tibbs' own team. I mean, it really is funny to see that.
And the two biggest differences are Mikal Bridges and Carl Anthony Towns.
Coco in Manhattan. What's going on, Coco?
Hey, I'm a huge fan of this show. I used to not be a huge fan. I got to start with that. And until one day I listened to Gio, he was talking about a firefighter incident in his house.
Oh yeah!
So yep. that was a great story. And then Boomer, there's a lady that works for ABC. Her name is Ida, and she says she knows you for 30 years.
Yes,
and huge fan of yours. Oh. She said every time Al Michaels was with people, and then you come in, he would be with like 10 people. There was the minute that you walked, they're like, "Oh, here's Boomer." She said, "You know, you were like the biggest fan. That's why." You know, you guys could not do Monday Night Football. I was not around and listening to that when it was happening.
Well, I said thank you.
Yeah, she's a huge fan of yours. She said you're smart. Although I did not agree with every point of view they were making during the election, because I was a huge Biden fan. And
well, that's your fault. I mean, that's not my fault.
But well, I know that too. And listen, Boomer, you know your show is fun. Every time you talk about Ghana and. It's family related, so I kind of like that.
I appreciate
when you
it.
Guys
Thank
talk
you.
About dogs and stuff. I don't have any dog, by the way. But to get to the to my point,
Al's looking to give his dog away.
I don't want a dog. I don't want one.
Okay.
My daughter wants to get a cat. I say, if you get a cat, you're not staying in my house. But anyway, listening to you guys, Boomer, you kind of saying it, but you're not saying it. The biggest problem with this Knicks team is the coach. They have enough talent. There's no way they should be playing the way they're playing. He has no plan. He just let him play. You know,
yeah,
he has no plan at all.
It felt like that, Coco, in the fourth quarter. There's no doubt about it as far as them not having an offensive plan. And I think that it could be a little more complicated than that. It could be they did have an offensive plan, but the Pistons countered it so much so that Jalen Brunson is out there freestyling.
I'm working hard, man. We're busting his ass.
Yeah, but he's not going to win the games.
No, you know? Not 44 minutes of just intense basketball. That takes a lot out of you. But there were 45 shots between he and Mikal Bridges. 45 shots. Mm. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Where's OG? Where's Carl Anthony Towns? Where's Campaign? Where's Precious Achiuwa?
Well, where Precious hasn't guys? Even, I mean, sniffed the court.
Again, here we go again. I'm not going to get into it, but everybody needs to have a piece of it. And, you know, it's just, and maybe that's what Mikal Bridges was telling Tom Thibodeau like a month ago. You know, give everybody a piece of this. You know, let's get everybody involved. Maybe that was the unselfish thing that Mikal Bridges was trying to explain to Tibbs, as opposed to complaining about his own amount of minutes on the court. I don't think that was the case. I think it was more about getting everybody involved, everybody having skin in the game, which is what I was talking about last year when it did come to my man, Precious Achiuwa.
Yeah. I mean, what a baby. What there he is right there. That's his rookie card. What a phone call, though, by Coco. Like, yeah. I didn't like you guys, and then I told a story about a firefighter in my home, and he loved that story, then he liked the show, and here's this relationship that he's got with his ABC employee that you've known for 20 years, and then he somehow gets the Al Michaels Boomer feud in there and wraps it up with the bow with the politics stuff, and then gets to firing Tibbs. I mean, that was one hell of a ride he took us on there.
Pretty much touched on everything.
Yeah, one hell of a ride. John in Ridgewood, what's going on, John?
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
Good.
Boomer,
all right.
First of all, I got into football because we were back in 1987 when you joined the Jets. You were my favorite Bengal, then you became my favorite Jet. However, today, I disagree with you guys quite a bit. If you watch that game from the first three quarters, those refs are calling that game one-sided. They destroyed the Knicks. They were beating up the Knicks. And if you touch the Pistons, they called a foul. That was a one-sided game. And I'm not saying it was about numbers or pulling one-sided kind of way, because I put some shekels on the game last night. I lost some money, I won't lie, but that game was one-sided. They were never going to win.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, Tibbs did bring it up. He did talk about it. And, you know, Gio and I are always going to be here saying you can't be complaining about the referees.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that has, you know, the style of play. I know, understand they did, like, Jalen Brunson still goes to the basket. Josh Hart goes to the basket. But like someone like Towns, who's not getting fouled and not getting to the lines because he's not being aggressive enough down there. So, like, I mean, then the Pistons are just bruising and they're getting to the basket, and it's just, I don't know. I mean, that has something to do with it. It was lopsided more in the first half than it was in the second half. But like, the officials should not be determining Knicks Pistons when the Knicks are this much better or should be this much better than the Pistons, and they're not. So that's not the first thing that Tom Thibodeau has to say. Is for me, you know, first of all, they're double teaming Karl-Anthony Towns. Tough. I mean, figure it out, for God's sakes. And the other being the, you know, I got to take a look at that free throw discrepancy. You got to take a look in the mirror is what you need to do, because this team's been better than you for 7 out of the 8 quarters that you've played. And it's not all about double teaming Karl-Anthony Towns. It's not all about the officials.
And they took 3 out of 4 during the regular season.
Yeah, exactly.
Which means something, which means that they have a confidence that they can beat you, and they have the ingredients, they believe. That they have the ingredients to beat you. But I don't know. I still go back to just the discrepancy with the amount of opportunities that both Karl-Anthony Towns and OG Anunoby didn't have.
Yeah.
The lack of shooting by those two guys. And again, I swear to God, I'm telling you, if you look back, OG was pissed. He was pissed. He was standing there waiting for the ball, and instead the ball got shot. And you could tell, it was like, can you give me the goddamn ball?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, I did carry this team for about a month.
I agree. I could see why he'd be frustrated.
And you're paying him max money.
Damn right. He's earned it. He's definitely earned it. But, you know, can't give yourself a ball when you're him, at least. You can if you're Jalen Brunson.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need, and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It has been a negative Knicks day today, and of course we now have to stew in this all the way until Thursday. But Friday's got big potential. Friday's got big potential for a feel-good Friday, and hopefully the Jets fans are happy, the Giants fans are happy, and the Knicks fans are happy as well. Jerry Recco is back to give us everything that happened last night, moment of the day. What's happened to Jerry?
It could be a lot, you know, based on the schedule. Should they lose Thursday night, it's possible going to Detroit. It'd be a rough week. We're only playing two games the entire week. That kind of sucks, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And then Sunday, 1 p.m., and then coming Monday.
It's a lot of misery.
They're down 3-1.
That would be brutal.
Oh, if they lost Sunday, yes. Well, they're not losing both games.
They'll win one game.
Or they'll win home. Both of them.
Yeah.
Well, both of them. Come on, win in five. We're brought to you by Dr. J. Schott, Samuel Institute for Pain Management. Visit samuelpain.com. I did think they'd win in five, but I thought they'd win these first two here at the Garden. Last night, not the case. We heard from Ian. We heard from Detroit Radio. Here is Mike Breen on MSG.
Schroeder. Defense! We mentioned he is 4-3. Oh, it's good. Dennis Schroeder with a clutch shot.
We mentioned he'll shoot you in it, he'll shoot you out of it.
19 points off the bench for Schroeder. Knicks down 3 with under a minute to play.
And Schroeder's like third team this year.
It is.
Yeah. The Nets and the Warriors, I believe.
Yep, that's right.
The Nets early, but they were winning. Believe it, he was playing too well, so they got rid of him.
Is that what happened?
That's what I think happened. The Nets were winning too many games. He was playing well, and they said, get the hell out of here.
I didn't know he was on the Nets.
Yes, they do still play basketball.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
And by the way, there was a caller that called up, and he was not trolling. He was dead serious. He called up saying he was a big Knicks fan, and he was watching the game, and how he agreed with what Wilt Chamberlain was saying during the broadcast. He's like, Wilt's been saying the same stuff all year. I mean, and I swear to God. And then C-Mac didn't even pick up on it to the point where I had to text him, and he was like, yeah, he said Wilt. I thought Walt did, but I said he said Chamberlain. And then I was like, and he's been dead for a long time. Like, it was 1999.
Well, I will tell you that that show, the callers do not skew very young.
No,
so
no.
Maybe he's just not, I don't know.
Just, I agreed with what, I mean, does that guy, seriously, he's a big Knicks fan. He watches the MSG broadcast and thinks he's listening to Wilt Chamberlain? I mean, that's insane.
Gee, anything's possible.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, all right. So, before I go back to the Knicks, I'll bring you to this, because you simply don't know sometimes. The TNT guys. This goes back a couple of days when they were talking about older school basketball, if you will. The name that they mention here, it's hard to hear in the beginning, but they're talking about a player named Billy Ray Bates.
DeAndre Hunter did not score off the Cleveland bench.
Billy Ray Bates would run like a truck.
Yeah, I wonder if he's still alive.
This is a fair question.
No, but not on national television.
Yeah, not unless you
under your breath.
Not unless you know the answer.
I don't know the answer. That's why I asked.
I know.
But you don't say that.
You do not need to ask a question like that.
I'm sorry to hear that. Unfortunately,
huh?
He passed away.
Thank you, Shaq.
He's very much alive.
Yeah.
So that didn't
pass away. So
yeah, well, it was Shaq that was the problem. So, I mean, Charles, we do that stuff all the time. Like, we're just curious, you know. It was like, I wonder if he's still alive. Then we'll look it up. We'll get the answer. But the problem here was Shaq going, he passed away.
Thanks,
yeah.
Shaq.
Yeah, right. Oh, okay, thanks, yeah.
Ernie Johnson, 24 hours later.
And we welcome you back. We would like to issue a correction and an apology for something that happened last night on Inside the NBA. We were talking about Billy Ray Bates, who back in 1980 had one of the NBA's best playoff debuts coming off the bench with 29 points. In the course of our discussion, we passed on some bad information that Billy Ray Bates had passed away.
Oh, my God.
While it was inaccurate.
Yeah, he's alive.
Yeah. It's funny, though. Like, they
should have him in as a guest.
They don't apologize for a lot on that show. So
they did that, though.
They must have felt really bad about that.
That one. Or maybe he reached out or someone in his family reached out. Hey, guys, we watch you every night. He's right here.
Yeah.
And maybe they
he's
annoyed.
Not doing well, but he's...
I mean, well, could you actually sue those guys for that?
I don't think so. No, I mean, you're not speaking badly about anybody. It's just...
They didn't...
Yeah, I don't know. It's really not...
No.
It's not a huge deal. I can understand if it's part of the family. Like, if you think that maybe a family member had died and you didn't know about it, that could freak you out for a little bit. But it just was... It was a mistake.
Yeah. He clearly
We're happy
was
to
wrong
hear that he's alive.
Yes, exactly right. All right, so back to the Knicks. So they lose the game. Dennis Schroeder's three was... one of the biggest shots. The Knicks had an opportunity the other way, but Mikal Bridges missed on a three, and then so they wound up losing 194. That having been said, we heard this earlier. This is Tibbs. The rebounding, that was not good because it was a 48-34 advantage for Detroit.
The rebounding was problematic the whole night, so that was probably the difference in the game. You know, you got to get stops. I thought we had some good looks at threes, and we didn't make. So trust the pass. And, you know, but we got a rebound.
Now, rebounding.
By the way, Billy Ray Bates is only 6 years older than Charles Barkley.
Like, okay.
The way that Charles was talking about him, I thought Billy Ray Bates was going to be like 90 years old. And then I look it up, you know, like six years older than you.
It was 1980 when you said he, when
That's
they
what
said.
They were talking about.
Yeah, 1980 is when he had that great game coming off the bench.
Yeah, Billy Ray Bates, only 68 years old.
Sitting right here, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know what I'm saying, though? Chuck's, like, talking about, like, I wonder if he's still alive. You know, he was born in 1904. Like, no. He's, like, your peer.
Right.
Anyway, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right. Here was Tibbs, 34 free throws Detroit, 19 for the Knicks.
Look, I really don't give a crap how they call the game, as long as it's consistent on both sides. So if Cunningham's driving and there's marginal contact and he's getting to the line, then Jalen deserves to be getting to the line. It's really that simple.
Meaning Jalen Brunson.
It sounds like Detroit, after game one, they were complaining about the amount of foul calls on Jalen Brunson, who has turned out to be the guy who spends more time on his back on the court than anybody else.
Squeaky wheel spot, maybe.
Definitely. Got the refs got worked.
Speaking of the squeaky wheel, I really thought he turned his ankle on the other day, Sunday.
Game one,
Yeah, but he seems to be okay. 37 points in the loss. Here he was talking about the specific possession where he got Bridges or found Bridges wide open for that three that was ultimately missed.
I tried to go right middle, and then I think Dennis cut me off, so I went back left. And then I cut across the lane, tried to see what the defense is doing. I just see Mikal relocating back to the top, and I thought he had a good look, and just missed it.
Had a great look, and did miss it. This was Bridges.
I mean, you want to win the game, so you know you want to make that shot. You know, it sucks, but ain't nothing to do about it. You got to get ready for the next one.
And that next one will be in Detroit Thursday night. Cade Cunningham, who had 33 points in the win, did talk to TNT about the atmosphere to be expected.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be rocking in there. And, you know, it's going to put a lot of energy into the team, and we're going to try to represent.
Nice job. Thanks for stopping.
Believe that.
How
many bad boys are going to be at that game?
A lot, I would think. Right?
You would think so.
You got to trot them all out before the first tip.
Yeah, you got to honor that team, though.
Yeah, you got to trot them all out.
They alive?
Well,
several of them
is.
Are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe. I think Rick Mahorn was doing work for Compass Media Networks a couple of years ago. So
I don't know what broadcast you were watching, but last night I had Ian and Grant Hill on,
And so Grant Hill makes another Rick Mahorn reference, which I guess he did a lot when he played Detroit. And
okay.
Ian goes, you know, I have to say that you bring up Rick Mahorn a lot, and it sounds like you've got a complicated relationship with him. And he basically, like, he didn't even take it as a joke, Grant Hill. He was like, yeah, I mean, he was tough on me when I first got there.
Really?
So, you know, I was like, strange.
Hmm.
So I guess when Grant Hill got there as a rookie, Rick Mahorn basically beat him up a little bit.
Bullied him a little bit.
Yeah, and Grant Hill to this day has, like, PTSD Mahorn.
Wonder if he thinks he made him a better player, though, too.
Didn't sound like it.
No.
Yeah, last night. He's a big fan of him. No. I agree with you. But
yeah.
Who knows? I mean, you know, came from Duke, a little bit soft.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you're going to Detroit, and you got to, you know, run into Rick Mahorn. Come on.
Especially that team.
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
no doubt. So game three, Thursday night in Detroit, and then game four will be Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. You had the Clippers beat the Nuggets 105-102, Kawhi Leonard 39. That series even at a game apiece. We get to the baseball from last night, and a nice start once again for Francisco Lindor and the Mets.
2-2 to Lindor.
Breaking ball hit high in the air, deep to right, down the line, might go, gone! Off the facing of the Coca-Cola corner, Francisco Lindor has done it again. He has led off the bottom of the first with a home run for the second consecutive game, and he's given the Mets an instant 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning for Lindor, his fourth home run of the year.
And that was...
Holy shit!
I'm Howie Rose on Mets Odyssey Radio. He then, because that wasn't enough, he then hit a three-run homer in the seventh. Mets wound up beating the Phillies 5-4. Got a little close, but they do win the game. Here was Lindor doing so well at Citi Field.
The crowd has helped a lot to that. This is home, you know. Just stay the course, keep climbing, keep trying to have good at-bats, and the results are going to come.
He did make reference. He wished his wife and kids were there. He misses them. But he is certainly doing well. Here was Jesse Winker, more on the crowd, kind of in line with what Lindor was talking about. Winker homered in this game, too.
I mean, it's this fan base, man. It's coming in here and playing, and it's hard. It's hard, man. We have a, you know, a packed house every night. It's an honor. It's a blessing to be a part of, like, a team like this in a city like this with this fan base, man. It's a really good time. They're carrying us, and we're going to need them all year.
And
so
pitching.
When he says it's hard, he means it's hard for visiting teams.
Yeah.
That's what he
difficult
means.
Place to yes. play, which is cool. They're 10-1 at Citi Field. Tyler McGill, the win, 5 1/3, one hit. Need to walk a few guys, but 10 strikeouts. Why things are working so far?
Definitely more confident in my stuff. Mendy preaches, you know, your stuff's good. Like, just attack hitters. Obviously, it's been showing. And then on top of that, I think as well as just adding the sinker to my repertoire has probably been the biggest game changer.
And so the
best interview in baseball that Tyler McGill made is just amazing. He's electric.
Some of these guys are boring. We know that.
Yeah, most of them.
Most hockey players too very boring.
Oh, well, there's not a single interesting hockey player in a post game interview.
Probably not.
Got to get pucks deep. Got to get into the net.
Of course.
Yeah. Gotta get some traffic in front of the net.
Get to our game.
Yep.
Mets have won 5 in a row. Now 16-7. Griffin Canning and Christopher Sanchez, the starters tonight. As for the Yankees, lousy start, if you will, in one specific inning here for Clark Schmidt.
0-1. This pitch from Schmidt to Ramirez. Swing and a drive deep right field. Cleveland's got a 3-0 lead.
And then
Manzardo going deep right field.
Oh,
high drive. Back is Reyes. That is gone.
Yeah, so back-to-back home runs. Jose Ramirez and then Kyle Manzardo made it 4-0. It was a 6-0 game. 6-4 the final score as Cleveland beat New York. Here was Clark Schmidt. What the hell happened?
The Ramirez one, you got to tip your cap on. Really good hitter. I was trying to go down and in with the slider and got to my area that I was trying to get to, and he put a good swing on it. So you tip your cap on that. And then
yep, all you can do. And then there's Jazz Chisholm, who had trouble with the flying bat that was coming at him. He's had trouble hitting, though he did homer. Maybe he's starting to break out a little bit.
Hitting the ball hard, but finally getting it to fall somewhere, even though it's not in the park, you know, trying to get the base hits as well, you know, not only home runs. So it was very relieving, but at the same time, you know, still got to keep on working.
Yes, you do. Keep on working, and they will play again tonight on the Fan. Another 6:10 start time for that coverage, 5:30. Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown, a little bit of an issue. His vehicle was stolen, as he told us on social media.
Is this his Honda Accord he was driving to the playoff game?
I believe this was a Mercedes.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I know Al said Honda too, but I thought the story I read was a Mercedes. Either way, car was stolen. He posted on social media.
Come on, Philly.
Come on, man. You stole my whip last night. Come on, man. I make a deal with you, bro. To whoever you are. Which I'm going to find out soon. I make a deal with you, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. I won't press charge you, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. And you can go on about your day. But if I find you, come on, bro. It's gonna be what it's gonna be.
Yeah, I mean that's the unluckiest criminal in the world to get AJ Brown's yes. car. That situation where just fresh off a Super Bowl, you know,
like the most popular guy in Philadelphia yeah. right now. Well, good news, Cobbs did find the car.
I'm out here grinding for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I gotta look for my car. Come on, man. Nah, but look, we already got the whip. See, I told you to just turn the car back in. Just turn it in now, and now you gotta deal with the consequences, man. I'll tell y'all a little funny joke, man. This morning, when we were talking to the police, my little son gonna come up and say, "Hey, dad, 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 Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol." I say, "Hey, everybody got jokes this morning, huh?" Yeah. And the joke's on you.
So he did get his car back.
I wonder
so.
If it was Jalen Hurts who did it. Those two have a history together.
Maybe. NHL, you got game two tonight for the Devils and the Hurricanes in Carolina. And I haven't played it yet, but this is the ageless wonder, Alex Ovechkin. He scores early in the game. Capitals and Canadiens tied 2-2 in overtime.
As the puck comes toward Beauvillier, Ovechkin was in the vicinity and a shot here for Beauvillier. Chance, they score! And Ovechkin got it! His first overtime game! Winner.
He caught it out of
good
the air.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Montreal.
The Capitals radio caught it right out of the air.
Yeah, it is. Beauvillier heard him tapping his stick on the ice in front of the goalie, and Beauvillier throws it out there, and he actually hits it about 3 inches off the ice.
One of the all-time greats there, Boomer.
I think so, G.
Yeah, one of the all-time greats.
I would say an all-time great for sure. And the Rangers cleared out their lockers yesterday. Now we have to wait for their head coaching search to see where they go going forward. Just a couple quickie finals. Stars beat the Avalanche in overtime 4-3. Kings and Jets winning last night as well. All right, time now for moment of the day. We played a clip, a highlight from the Clippers game. Was it last hour? And Gio, fair to say, was taken aback a little bit.
This was Denver leading one game to none until Kawhi Leonard at 2-4.
My bad. Here it is.
This was Denver leading one game to none until Kawhi Leonard took over and evened things up.
He'll drive right elbow jumper. Does it again. Leonard is lethal. 39 points and the Clippers up 3-105-102.
Is that real?
I mean, they might be using AI.
He'll drive right elbow jumper. Does it again. Leonard is lethal. Wow. 39 points.
Yeah. That is real. That's cool. I mean, so someone handed that tape in, sounded like that, and got a job.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
There you go. We will play a lot of this guy throughout the course of the postseason yes. as they do go. I was trying to flare out the media, the audio, which is where that came from, so I apologize.
No, it's all good, Jerry.
There you go.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we got to get you an NBA job here, man. there's too many of these guys that sound like that.
You know who sent me audio, which I forgot about until right now? Jacob Wilkins.
Oh, he's still grinding out there?
He had highlights of Jeff McNeil when 4-for-4.
Oh, so he's still calling yes. like the Rumble Ponies or whatever it is?
Whatever they're called, yeah. So maybe tomorrow I'll bring you some of that. I totally forgot about
not
that.
Not a bad job for Jacob, right?
No, I think it's a good job.
He's up there. He probably yeah. they give him like 4 or 5 jobs when you're the...
Was he in Syracuse?
I think it's Binghamton.
Binghamton?
Binghamton Rumble Ponies, or is it Syracuse Rumble Ponies?
I have no idea.
Eddie, Rumble Ponies, where are they?
Binghamton, right?
Okay. Yeah, somewhere up there.
That's where he's living.
So he's trying to get that stuff on the air here? He's trying to...
Yeah, I don't mind, but you know what? He usually only sends stuff like that when it's irrelevant, like when it's Francisco Alvarez coming back, okay. Jeff McNeil. He doesn't send me, you know, Tommy Two-Tone going 2-for-2. Here, can you play this? It's usually relevant to the Mets.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, I know the NFL has this NFL draft experience now that they move around the country.
Yeah.
And it's going to be in Green Bay Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. I was just checking the weather for Green Bay.
Not good?
Looks like it could rain Thursday and Friday, and it's going to be in the 50s.
Those people don't care, though. They're not affected by the elements.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you want to have a beautiful night, and, you know, it's nice to have a cool night outside at Lambeau Field, and they have all these different things set up for the fans that are going to go out there and experience Lambeau. I think the way the NFL is doing this now is amazing. And the fact that it used to just be here in New York for all those years.
Yep.
And then somebody in that NFL office came up with the idea saying, hey, we got something really special here, and our fans love this. We should move this around to our different NFL cities, which I think is fantastic. I think it's great.
Worked out well. The one in Tennessee was a big deal. Down in Nashville, that one was a huge one. This is expected to be.
The one in Vegas was great.
Gigantic, yeah. So, yeah, another, I mean.
Just got to hope that the weather.
I'll be happy to watch this one on TV.
Yes.
And the rest of them for the rest of
the. You'd like the weather to cooperate.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, it's a big production. It's a big production for NFL Network, ESPN, of course, and all of us that love the NFL. We're going to be right smack dab in the middle of a Knick game and, of course, a Met and Yankee games.
I wanted to throw this out there to you because I think you'd find this interesting. So there's a bunch of guys that you know that are trying to qualify for the U.S. Open this year. All right? So you can't, it's U.S. Open. It's just you could try to qualify it if you,
yes,
no matter who you are.
Tony Romo being one of them?
Yes, Tony Romo, but he's not the most interesting one. I don't.
Danny Woodhead?
Yeah, Danny Woodhead's another one. Yep. JT Miller.
Wow.
He's got some free time on his hands.
Yes, he does now.
So he's like, hey, you know what? We're out. We'll go try to qualify for the U.S. Open. And he currently holds a 0.2 handicap index.
I can imagine he hits the ball country mile.
Yeah, well, I'm sure, yes. And then also a kid named Happy Gilmore, who is a freshman on the Ball State golf team.
And his parents named him Happy Gilmore.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable.
That's right.
Why doesn't Cal go out for it? Cal should give that a shot, don't you think?
I don't know why not. I know. I agree. I mean, he's got to be right around JT
Miller. Talking about Cal Clutterbuck, by the way.
He's got to be right around JT Miller at a .2, if not better, right?
Oh, I don't know if he's that good, but...
Well, we were playing off at zero the other day.
I don't know, maybe just, maybe just doesn't want to do it. Maybe just likes taking Wally cash.
Yeah, it is true. But I mean, Al, you imagine seeing Cal Clutterbuck out there at Oakmont? It'd be awesome.
I could definitely see that.
And this is a name I hadn't thought of this guy in the longest time. Aaron Hicks, the former New York Yankee.
Yes.
Trying to qualify. A scratch golfer. And that is funny.
Yeah, but where are they trying to qualify? It's the U.S. Open qualifiers all over the country.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
This one is, I don't know. Romo, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
The Romo one was like the, I'm not sure exactly. Romo was playing today, but I don't know exactly where they are. But Aaron Hicks, this is something else I didn't know about this. He's married to Tiger's niece.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So that's where his connection to golf is. So he's, Cheyenne Woods is his wife, who is Tiger Woods' niece. So Aaron Hicks out there trying to qualify. Oh, let's go to Andrew in Colorado. What's going on, Andrew? Good morning.
Hey, thank you for taking the call. Can y'all hear me all right?
Yeah, we got you, Andrew. What's happening?
Hey, so I had a question about the Giants drafting. You know, a lot of Giants fans were saying, you know, you got to keep Shane and Daboll. They just went 3-14. Daniel Jones, that ended horribly. So a lot of Giants fans were like, you know, keep Daboll and Shane. Go get their guys. A lot of things Giants fans were saying. You know, it's now sounding like they're going to go draft Abdul Carter. So you kept Shane and Daboll to, you know, sign a 37 aging Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and not even address getting your guy in the first round?
Well, who says that they won't trade back up into the first round and grab one of the other quarterbacks? Are you saying that you're Colorado, so I'm assuming you're a Shedeur Sanders fan?
Yeah, I actually do go see you.
All right, so there you go. So you want them to, are you a Giant fan as well or no?
Yeah, I'm a Giants fan.
All right, so you want them to draft Shedeur Sanders number 3 overall?
Listen, I was told by a lot of Giants fans, even my boss, who's also a Giants fan, that, you know, got to let them, you know, Shane and Daboll, let them do their thing. Go get their guy.
Okay, all right. So, but you want them, you're a fan. So who do you want them to draft for your team?
Personally, if he's available, Shedeur Sanders. If not, Travis Hunter.
All right, so Travis Hunter's not going to be available. Shedeur Sanders will be, and most draft people, and I think I said this way back when, about 2 months ago, that they don't view Shedeur Sanders nearly as explosive as Cam Ward, nor as explosive as his own dad. Like, his dad had, like, an incredible athletic ability. Remember, he was a baseball point for the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, and what the caller was saying was right as far as, like, oh, you know, you keep these guys and they draft a rookie quarterback and bring them in, but things change from the end of the season to now. I mean, they tried, and we talked about it with Phil yesterday. They tried to get Matthew Stafford. That didn't work. They wanted Aaron Rodgers. That didn't work. You know, they would have loved, I think they were their number one overall if they didn't lose that game or win that game against Indianapolis. They would have drafted Cam Ward. But the fact of the matter is they're 3 now, and it seems like they don't believe that Shedeur Sanders is worth the 3rd overall pick.
I agree. But here's the other thing, too, now. So this is silly season. This is where all these reports start coming out. And whether or not there's a fraction within the Giants facility where the coaches really don't want Shedeur, but the personnel people really do want Shedeur. I mean, if that is the case, and we don't know if it's accurate or not, this is where all these initial discussions happen with all the media types and people putting smoke screens out there. And as we get closer to the draft, it gets worse. But, you know, there are people supposedly personnel-wise think that he can make it here and should be the draft pick. And then they're supposedly the coaching staff doesn't want him to be the draft pick. And then if you're Shedeur Sanders and you're reading this crap, like, do you want to go to a place where half the building doesn't want you? Like, you want to go somewhere.
Well, I mean, if that's true, you know, I mean, I don't know. Shedeur Sanders.
I mean, it's legitimately out there in the NFL media scope.
Okay.
It's in there. It's not just some aggregator putting it out there and creating a firestorm. I do believe that there could be some sort of
difference of opinion, and there always is going to be until you finally sit down and everybody gets their point of view, and then hopefully you come to a consensus. That's the thing.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders is not going to get drafted three by the Giants.
He's
is
not.
Is there a possibility they trade back in and get him? Maybe. But I don't think that's going to happen either.
I don't, yeah. I think, like, the, and again, I don't want to speak for all Giant fans because that kid was out there. He's a Shedeur Sanders fan. He goes to see you. He watched every one of his games, and he likes him. And I can understand why. But I don't believe that he's a third overall draft pick type of player. I don't. I think, you know, if you want to say somewhere, you know, 10 to 20, that I would buy that.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.